Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 84 this morning. Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out unto the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord God, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valleys of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. This psalm speaks of the excitement of a journey toward God's house, his temple, his seat, his presence, his glory, and the blessing that is in him and from him. I think it hints at the reality in all mankind that there is a longing or a desire or a question over what is the point or what is greater than us. Is there something greater and bigger out there? And that even one's own physical body gets involved in that longing and that wondering. And there's the question, what chance or what hope do we have in finding out or even finding God? And the psalmist says, if even a sparrow finds a home, will not we? Blessings and strength are for those who dwell in God. It talks about walking towards that house means that as you walk through a valley of weeping, it becomes a valley of springs. There are rainstorms of blessings, that these ones go from strength to strength, that they have in their hearts the highways to God, which to me speaks to a two-way interconnection with God. When you walk towards God's house, nothing is wrong, even in a world where everything is wrong. When you walk towards God's house, you'll have everything you need, even if at times you don't have it in hand. This is the walk of one who is going from strength to strength, and as the New Testament says it, from faith to faith, and it feeds the very heart of man. Let's read it again. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out unto the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valleys of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rains cover it with blessing. They go from strength to strength, every one of them appearing before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. It makes me think of what Jesus speaks to his apostles after talking to the Samaritan woman in John 4. And they're asking him questions, and he says, "I have meat to eat that you know not." And then a little bit later, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to accomplish his work." That when we work for God and long for him and strive to have a heart like his, that we are filled and that we have what sustains us. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.